com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh yeah, so glad to be rocking the health world with you today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott in for Robert Scott Bell. So glad to be with you. It's been a little while since I've been able to host a show for Robert, and I'm so glad that he gave me a call and I get to do that with you today. We are going to rock the health world today. I'm going to rock your socks off. In fact, I might just rattle your brain a little bit with a story of Sierra Riddle and her son Landon. I'm going to get to that here in just a few minutes. You can give us a call at any time, 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Have you checked out our YouTube videos yet? Go to RSB Media Channel on YouTube.com and get signed up for that, as well as Robert's newsletter. Go to robertscottbell.com. You also get the show notes for today as well. Super Don, thank you so much for always having the greatest advice for me and for helping us along here as I co-host and fill in for Robert. This show today, wow, I'm just super excited about it. There's so much going on everywhere, isn't there? And those of you who know me as a crunchy mama, you know that home birthing and birthing freedoms and parental rights is something that I am just a constant stickler on. Every chance I get to talk about parental rights or parental rights infringement, I think it illustrates the dire need that we have as parents and families to exercise our health freedoms and to recognize when they do come under fire and actually do something about it. We owe it to our children and to our own health to become educated and take charge of your health and healing all from home. That's what I say over on my show. You can catch me on Homegrown Health Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/homegrownhealth and give my page a like while you're at it. The story of Sierra and Landon Riddle. I covered this on my show a couple of weeks ago, and I am really happy to bring this interview back to the Robert Scott Bell Show so you can hear it. Some of you may be familiar with it if you listen to both of our shows, but if you don't, really get ready to buckle your seatbelts in for this roller coaster ride. Most of these parental rights stories would not be believed if people did not experience it for themselves. It would be very difficult for me to even believe some of these sometimes, because it's the audacity of the things that different medical practitioners or government officials have against these families. You just would think nobody on God's green earth would do that to somebody else, but they do, and it happens all the time. And it's very heart-wrenching, but it's also encouraging that people are waking up and understanding that they are going to utilize what they can to help their children in every way possible. And I believe we do have that right. We have that God-given right that these children are entrusted in our care, and that we have to explore every option possible for them. So the story of Sierra and Landon Riddle started making headlines. In fact, they started appearing on news station networks that are affiliated with CNN. Their news story just started to pop up everywhere on Facebook. And I got a private message introduction to Sierra Riddle asking if there's any resources I have that how I can help this mom. She's an amazing person. She's so bold and knows what's right and what's best for her child. And she has just gone above and beyond. So I give her all the kudos in the world for being educated and well-spoken on this topic, as you'll hear here in just a few minutes. To give you a little bit of background, Landon is her 3-year-old son, and he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of leukemia. And she started looking into alternatives because the chemotherapy was killing him. He almost, I think, nearly died twice. And she'll share all of that in her story. But he just was not doing well, and so she started looking into all of these alternatives and things that could be done naturally to help ease some of the pain from the chemo and actually alleviate some of the symptoms. So she is here to tell us about that now. Sierra, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so thrilled to have you on.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know this is such a timely matter because this is something that just happened. You want to share Landon's story with us? He's only 3 years old. When he got cancer, you know, how you think he got cancer, what the treatment was, and how you got from there to where you're at now.
So pretty much, in a nutshell, Landon was diagnosed on September 30th, 2012. With T-cell ALL leukemia. The only treatment for that, as far as medical professionals see, is intense chemotherapy, 4 years to be exact, and radiation. We started, you know, we didn't know any different. They were telling us that that was the only option to save my child's life. So we immediately started chemo. He did radiation shortly after. It did not take long. Within 3 months, we could see that chemo and the medications and stuff were killing Landon. Mm. At one point, he stopped eating for 25 days. When I say stopped eating, he did not put a grain of rice in his mouth. And then for another 6 weeks, he was not eating enough to keep himself alive. He had so many complications from chemo and from the many drugs he was on. He had a standing prescription for liquid morphine, Oxycontin, Ativan, Promethazine, Zofran, just to name a few. None of them really seemed to help Landon. So within that 3 months, we saw what was happening. We started doing research on something that could keep Landon alive throughout this. Through that research, we found the Realm of Caring in Colorado Springs, the Stanley Brothers. We brought Landon out here to meet them to, you know, learn some more about it. We felt confident in it, and we, you know, we started Landon on cannabis oil. It didn't take long for the oil to start having the usual effects that, you know, pot is known to have on cancer patients. You know, his pain was less. He was generally in a better mood, you know, things like that. During this time, it's important for people to know that Landon was in intense chemo. So he was having, you know, testing and blood results and everything like that done every 6 days. So we not only got to see what it was doing for Landon, you know, on the outside and just in a general way, we got to see what it was doing on a cellular level for Landon, which is just so many things that I can't probably fit into right now. But it did so many good things for Landon. It protected his healthy cells from chemo. It prevented Landon from having to have so many blood and platelet transfusions per month. It was amazing. So one by one, we started taking Landon off of the medications they had him on. We started first with the narcotics and the pain medicine and the anxiety. No withdrawals, no anything. Got Landon off of it. He started doing a ton better just from that. So in mid-May, Landon was due to start maintenance, which is the longest, but the least intense part of their treatment. It's for Landon will be 3 years of daily chemo mixed in weekly chemo mixed in monthly chemo, as well as steroids.
Oh my gosh. So my question, the first thing I think, Sierra, is what were the doctors, I mean, did the doctors know, A, that you were doing the cannabis oil with him in addition to chemo, and B, I mean, with all the test results and the blood work, did it show up in the blood work?
So when we first started Landon on this, we did consult our oncologist. We asked her, and this is a different one than, you know, the issues we're having now.
Right.
So in Utah, we did consult him, and we said, you know, something's got to give. You know, what do you think about cannabis? Do you think it could help him? She told us, from a medical standpoint, I have to tell you, cannabis will not help your son. It will not help side effects, will not help anything.
Hmm.
That kind of, you know, deterred me. And then she said, off the record, I want to tell you, if it works for Landon, do it. he's not going to make it through this. If you think that it's going to help him, do it. Now, it's important for a lot of people to ask that. Well, didn't they know? No, they didn't. The only way for anybody to tell if you have cannabis in your system is a specific test. It will not show up anywhere else except for one specific test, which is a THC panel. So, no, they did not know. There was many times he was doing so well, his counts were so well, when he should have been bottomed out from chemo, that they would just tell us, oh, my gosh, this is remarkable. We don't know why his counts are so good. You know, he should be having transfusions at this point. And, you know, and I would just smile and say, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Right.
You know, we were afraid that they would refuse treatment for my son if we told them about this. So, no, we did not tell them. We didn't tell them until they saw us on CNN.
Right.
And so the next time I went in, you know, hello, Miss Riddle, how's Landon? And I saw you on CNN.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it was. So once it got to the point of that, then, you know, we had a lot more decisions to make. We ended up moving Landon and myself here to Colorado Springs, switched oncologist, transferred care, Landon, to Children's Memorial. We thought that doctors here would be, you know, a lot more open to cannabis and everything that's going on, considering that this is, you know, the state that's pushing through all of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we met with them, and at this point, I had already taken my chemo. It was 99% at-home chemo. He only sees a doctor every 30 days. So I took him off chemo. I was not in steroids. I wasn't giving it to him. So when we got to Colorado, and, you know, I informed them on our first meeting of what we were doing with Landon, and I had taken him off chemo, she lost her mind. I mean,
I bet she did.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, she was just infuriated that I had done such a thing and that I was sentencing my son to die and, you know, he's going to relapse and blah, blah, and, you know, I told her I'm sorry that we disagree. You know, I'm going to be leaving now. So we left, and, you know, during that conversation, she had also told me that if I refuse chemo, they have no choice but to report me to the proper authorities, which would be local law enforcement and CPS, and to tell them that I am directly endangering Landon's life by not giving him chemo, and that I'm sentencing him to die. You know, I thought, surely they'll come and, you know, they'll investigate this before anything happens.
Oh, certainly, that's what should happen, but does it always happen that way? I have to take a break real quick, Sierra. If you'll hold on the line, you will be able to tell the rest of your story right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hang in tight with us. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott, filling in for RSV as he's gone. I'm from Homegrown Health right here on naturalnewsradio.com. And we're also on the GCN network. You can always give us a call, 866-939-BELL or 2355. Before the break, I've been talking with Sierra Riddle, and she's been sharing her story of using cannabis oil to help heal her son's cancer. Her son, Landon, was diagnosed with T-cell ALL, which is an aggressive form of leukemia. He was diagnosed, I believe, at 2 years old. He's three now, and she ran into some problems with the oncologist and CPS. In spite of going to great lengths to make certain that her son was not medically neglected, as he was actually not eating and doing well while he was on chemotherapy, just such a severe and traumatic thing to watch him have to go through as a parent in particular. So Sierra was telling us about CPS, of course, thinking that they would investigate. So Sierra, what ended up happening?
So sure enough, CPS showed up at my door.
When did that happen?
About Landon.
How long ago did that happen?
Maybe three weeks ago. Showed up on my doorstep asking about Landon, you know, that they had a claim that Landon was being denied any treatments for his leukemia, that he was being medically abused and neglected. You know, so I told her my side of the story. I allowed her to come inside and see my son, to see how healthy he was, to take pictures. I provided them with recent blood results showing that he is indeed cancer-free. So from there, they did not take my son from my custody. They saw that he was in a very good environment, and they left him. So they called a meeting with us. I was asked to bring my lawyer and my natural doctor team for Landon. We went to this meeting full of all the head honchos for CPS, the head of oncology from Children's Memorial, and then the treating physician, Dr. Lindsay Mysel, that one that Landon saw. in this meeting, we got to stay our side, they got to stay theirs. Dr. Hunger got on the phone and said that, you know, he's an expert in leukemia and that he can guarantee them on his medical degree that Landon will die if we don't get him healed. That this isn't my choice, that, you know, if Landon were old enough, he would say he wants to do chemo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just a bunch of bullshit. So in that, you know, we brought up all the other things that we know about how detrimental chemo is, how it can cause growth of other cancers and tumors, et cetera. And then he goes to say in front of all of us, well, I haven't looked at Landon's case. I have not had time to open it, given he had a whole 35 days from the time that I met them and transferred my case until CPS date. So he had 35 days, didn't even care to open and review my son's file. All he kept saying was, well, you know, most kids with leukemia do very well. Most kids with leukemia are back in school right now. Most kids, and I just kept saying, we're not talking about most kids, we're talking about my child. So he was very rude. I mean, I can't even describe to you the amount of arrogance and just rudeness he had.
I'm familiar with it. I'm with all the families that I've talked with. This is the same type of, you know, situation we have with, you know, a lot of these oncologists. Not a one of them is open to anything else.
Exactly. And so in there, he said, you know, if you refuse chemo from this point in this riddle, I will take you to court and I will, you know, I will make my case that you are endangering your son's life, that you are going to let him die, and we will have him taken from your care, put into foster care for the sole purpose of finishing the 3 years of chemo and steroids. So it was never brought up that I'm a poor mother, you know, that I am not meeting Landon's needs, that he's not properly taken care of. They want to take my child from me, put him with complete and total strangers so that these strangers can administer poison to my child.
But you're not doing nothing, though. That's my whole point with all of these oncologists and every family that's ever done alternative therapies to chemotherapy, anyone who's done food as medicine, you're not doing nothing. If these families are spending $12,000 to $15,000 per month or taking their kids to these clinics in Mexico and Arizona where the tumors are shrinking, and it's, you know, not until the institutions get back a hold of the kids does the cancer start coming back. Ooh, that gets me just a little fired up here, especially when you start looking at what they serve kids in hospitals. There's 22,750 studies done in the National Library of Medicine that indicates and shows a proven link between sugar and cancer. I'm Joni Abbott filling in for Robert Scott Bell. More with Sierra coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for hanging with me today as I fill in for Robert Scott Bell. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. And Robert's right here on the GCN Network. Well, he'll be right back, I promise. He'll be back tomorrow. 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Been talking with Sierra Riddle. She's telling the fascinating story of cannabis oil and all its marvelous healing properties and how it helped her son through chemotherapy and eventually, very gradually, saw how well he was doing on it and decided to use that exclusively for his health and healing, something that parents should have the right to be able to do, something that we should be able to exercise with the care and help of our doctors, not to be used against us and turned against us by oncologists, utilizing CPS for medical neglect when medical neglect is not something that's gone on in her case, and certainly not in a lot of the cases of parents and families almost experiencing a type of persecution for doing what they feel is best and right for their child, with much research and a lot of time to consider it and a lot of opinions to seek out for it. Since your CNN news stories have aired, I'm sure that you've gotten a lot of questions from other parents and families, likely seeking advice. What are some of the questions you've encountered recently, if you don't mind sharing, Sarah?
You know, how do you feel about, you know, the hospital in Ohio taking away the Amish girl to put her on chemo? Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I think that they are correct. I think that while we have parental rights, at the same time, you cannot just choose not to treat your child and think that, you know, the good Lord is going to cure them. I am a Christian. You know, we do believe in Jesus and whatnot. But at the same time, God gave us things to help us heal ourselves. So I think that is a big thing for me. And so what I fight for, I'm not fighting for every parent to say, it's my choice, I choose no chemo. I'm fighting for natural, compassionate, effective, say it with me, effective treatment.
Yes, things that are proven. This is proven over and over again. There are other protocols that you use food with, vitamins, food, some supplementation. All of these clinics that are using natural cures to cure cancer, they're not using pharmaceuticals. Some of them use like low dose radiation or low dose chemo, but that is got to be patient specific. And there are way too many things and natural cures with food out there that over and over and over again are proven to work and have worked for people.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing I tell everyone, this is not a strictly cannabis or non-cannabis issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is an issue of my child deserves to not suffer. My child deserves compassionate cancer treatment in whatever form that may be. We're not only using cannabis. We're using other things such as diet. We've revamped Landon's diet quite a bit. We're also using an alkaline water system.
Yeah.
So we're taking a whole approach. It's not just one thing, you know, and, you know, just everybody is always asking me, why don't you just take me to Mexico? There's a clinic there. Just run to another country. Landon and I have been fighting for a year already. My whole entire family has helped us to fund this, and we're all blood dry. If I had $1 million, me and Landon would not be here on the phone with you right now.
Sure, sure.
We would be somewhere else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just not feasible for me as a single mom to just jump ship and not have a set in stone way to provide for my son and I.
Right. No, it's totally understandable. So what you're doing, though, but you're changing the scene of the conversation. You reached out to the media. You did what you needed to do to find your biggest supporters and help. What is some of the support that you've gotten as a result of this? Because I'm quite impressed with your media campaign, sweet.
Oh, it's been amazing. I think a lot of people just get discouraged, you know, that they share these, heartbreaking photos of their children suffering and nothing happens. And then we see like a little kitty, you know, with a ball of yarn that has like 15 million likes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't something that happened overnight. I really had to bust my butt to get Landon's story out there, and I continually do so. I continually am learning, you know, what's going to catch people's eye, what's going to bring people's attention to my child, you know, that's in the fight for his life. So the support has been nothing short of amazing. Since I posted the first photos of Landon at the grow with his life-saving cannabis, Landon's page has grown from about 1,500 to over 6,000 likes.
Wow.
And, you know, supporters. I've had Dr. Phil reach out to me. I've had Good Morning America. CNN has actually, I've given them exclusives to Landon's story, and they have been filming us since June.
Yeah,
that will be airing soon.
Yeah, that's what your mom told me. I was just so impressed that they bid on this because, you know, Sanjay Gupta did his you know, he came out and said, wait, I'm you know, changing my stance on how I feel about weed.
And, you know, that was a trying time for us. So they filmed Landon for that documentary for Weed. And then about 3 days before it aired, they just cut Landon's piece completely out.
Hmm.
And that piece was actually done while Landon was in intense chemo. So they have footage of Landon at his worst before cannabis really started helping him. So now they are revamping it. You know, they see the importance of what's going on with Landon and how much media attention it's gotten. And so they're actually going to do a whole entire piece on Landon.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. So do you feel like a little more protected now that you have the media following you around and the media support and more people now rallying behind you and Landon? Do you feel like you're a little more protected from what they might rule?
Well, I feel like we are scratching the tip of the iceberg, you know, on that issue. I feel like right now they know that we have some support, but we're not national yet. You know what I mean? CNN hasn't aired that yet. So I do feel a little bit safer, yes, I do, but at the same time I feel like we've really got to get this out there to as many people as possible, to as many people that can, you know, stand and support what we're doing, but also to people that can help spread the word that our children do not have to suffer anymore.
Right.
The biggest things that I want to accomplish in all of this is for doctors worldwide to know that I know. I know what you're hiding from us. I know that you would rather have my child on heroin than on a simple plant that will have no ill effects. And I'm not going to keep the secret anymore. I'm going to tell as many cancer moms as I can to A, stop funding them to promote more cancer. B, stop paying for their medicines. You don't need them. If you want to do chemo, that's awesome. It has its time and place. I agree. There's other alternatives. You just have to do some research.
Not only that, but I like to take it even a step further and find out why our children are getting cancers, and let's stop that too. And I have a whole lot of ideas on how that happens.
You know, I can tell you, there's so many different kinds of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that right there should tell everybody a little something. Not 50 years ago, we did not have this many kinds of cancer.
Right.
They're coming from somewhere.
Right.
Leukemia is the most commonly diagnosed childhood cancer, okay? Leukemia is only caused by two things. Genetic, because in the beginning they asked us about this. They told us leukemia is either genetic or environmental. And they said, does anybody in your family have leukemia? And I said, no. I don't think I even know anybody that's ever had leukemia, period. Nobody in my hometown, nothing. And he said, okay, then that only leaves the second thing. Where was your child born? What is his diet? What is he eating? Was he on breast milk? What vaccines have you given him? And I'm thinking to myself, why are they asking me all these questions, you know, like what in the world? And he told me, leukemia is caused by environmental. It's what's in our food. It's what's in our air, in our water, what we put into our land that we grow our food in. And it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer. To me, that's not a coincidence.
Mm-mm. No, was this an oncologist or this was a natural doctor?
This was an oncologist that told me this.
See, this floors me, so they do know. I mean,
yes, they know. Oh, they know. So just like he was telling me, it's environmental. Sugar feeds cancer cells. I learned that in fifth grade, that any and all cells, whether it's a cancerous cell or not, feeds off of sugar. That's why your carbs are turned into sugar, because then it gives you energy.
Right.
So cancer feeds off of sugar. It's a known fact. The hospital that Landon was first treated at handed Landon his first Coca-Cola, and I shit you not.
Yep.
So why is it that they know that leukemia is environmental, they know that sugar feeds it, but yet as soon as I walk in the door every day, Landon, here's a cupcake, here's a sucker, and a Pepsi.
Yeah, I dealt with this with another case in Chicago. The dad had her on a completely greens diet. The tumor was shrinking. You know, they ended up seizing his child and putting an armed guard outside of the door, and he just went in for the emergency room because she was experiencing pain. He did not ask them for treatment. And they, as soon as they found out that she was doing alternative therapies, that was it. They stuck an armed guard out at the door, kidnapped her, wouldn't let her leave. Wouldn't even let him take her to the other doctor who'd been treating her. So, and they started giving her sugar again, and she got more tumors, and now they're scraping them out of her lungs. she just kept getting more and more and more, and it's just it just spiraled into a nightmare. And I've covered that on this show as well. And I can't live through that over and over again with families. I can't keep allowing this to happen. I know I have to do my part by getting the word out, Sierra.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and you know that is so heartbreaking. And it's sad that, you know, we're not the only ones, but there's so many people that are going through what we're, you know, going through, and that people have to go into hiding to give their kids, you know, alkaline water and organic fruits and vegetables. I mean, what has this world come to? You know, it's just really, it's such a struggle. I can't even begin to tell you on trying to find foods that are not going to feed Landon's cancer.
Right, and you are so strong and you are so smart, and I just cannot just praise you enough for doing the research necessary and for being brave to stand up against a system. Now, I mean, is Landon still in danger of being taken from you?
So, as it stands right now, no, we are complying, quote-unquote, with the doctors. You know, I've received a lot of comments, you know, I can't believe that you're giving in, you know, I can't believe you signed over your son to die, you know, all this stuff. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that if I would have received chemo on that day, the doctor would have called a court session. This would not have been a months or years later thing. It would have happened within 72 hours of him requesting it. At that hearing, he would tell them, this child is in danger. I am a expert in what this child has, and I'm telling you he's going to die.
Yeah, it seems some people don't understand how intimidating that can be for a parent until they're in your shoes. I've got to take another quick break, Sierra. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show on naturalnewsradio.com. The rest of Sierra's story next.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Whey.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Whey for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What an amazing hour we're having here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-939-BELL. That's 866-939-2355. Nope, I'm not Robert. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on Natural News Radio. And I've been talking with Sierra Riddle this whole hour, and she's just been sharing her fascinating story of cannabis oil and how it's helping her son, Landon, and what she's up against with the authorities. Here before the break, she was saying that sometimes people are a little judgmental, saying, I can't believe that you would allow your son to start doing chemo again, even though, I mean, it's forced chemo. That's what she's up against, folks. And she decided to comply and be compliant, knowing that a doctor could stand up there and say, hey, I'm the expert here. Her son's going to die without these treatments that I'm an expert in. Sierra, what would you possibly say in response to that?
And then I would go up there and be like, I'm his mom, and I'm saying, no, he's not. He's healthy. Look at this. A judge is never going to take a common person's experience and knowledge over somebody that has a degree in what your child is suffering with.
Right. And, you know, that's unfortunate, honestly, because good doctors know that you, the parents are, you know, their intuition and what they want to do for their children is most important.
We're not ending the battle. That's not what's happening.
Right.
We would have gone to that court hearing, we would have lost, which means Landon would have been either A, been court ordered through me to do chemo. I could have accepted and, you know, accepted defeat at that point and given Landon the chemo. Or I could have just still defied and said, no, I'm not going to do it and he can't make me. They would have just taken him from me and made him do it anyways. It was a lose-lose situation.
Right.
So what we're doing is we are complying with them for now. Landon has another doctor's appointment in exactly 20 days from today. So we're hoping that in that 20 days, God is going to provide us with somebody, an oncologist specifically, that is brave enough to take on this remarkable case. This will be groundbreaking. Landon is the only leukemia child to ever do this, and he will be the first any type of cancer child to survive not doing chemo.
That's pretty amazing. Do you really feel like there's an oncologist out there willing to do this?
I do. I feel that surely in today's day and age, there's an oncologist out there who has educated himself, who believes that chemo is not the best option. And like I said, I'm not saying, you know, screw chemo. You know, chemo is terrible. It is terrible. It's poison. But it also saved a lot of lives. My child, it was not that way. He was had a very bad reaction to it. So I know that there's got to be doctors out there that know that chemo is not the only thing that kills cancer. They don't even have to be pro-cannabis.
Right.
I don't care if they believe that a mushroom from Shanghai kills cancer. As long as they believe that something other than chemo can help fight childhood leukemia, then I welcome them to contact me.
What information do people listening right now need to have in order to help you?
So we are on Facebook under Offer Hope for Landon. They can find me directly. My name is Sierra Riddle with an R. We also have a Twitter, at Hope for Landon, and we also have an Instagram. It's Team Landon and Cannabis.
And, of course, her show notes are going to be going up on the Robert Scott Bell Facebook page as well as the robertscottbell.com website. So all the show notes will be there if you need to get a hold of Sierra. Sierra, thank you so much for joining me on the Robert Scott Bell Show today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate the help, the support, the love. I appreciate it so, so much. You know, that's something that I want everyone to know is that I appreciate every single person that is on Team Landon. They've helped us get through it. Without Team Landon, we would not have survived to this point.
When is the CNN piece on Landon going to air? Do you know?
As far as I know, they're working on an end of the year. So, you know, December-ish, if not obviously the beginning of the year. As far as I know, right now, they're working on a CNN.com piece for Landon. So they're trying to, you know, do the story justice. So hopefully, in the meantime, people can see us on some other places. Just follow along and keep up with Landon. I would like to point out Landon's bone marrow came back clean. Woohoo! So now we are five and a half months, no chemo, still in remission.
That is wonderful, Sierra. Please keep up your brave, hard, super Landon work, and we'll be looking forward to hearing back from you again on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Please come back and join us, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Sierra. You take care. This has been the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around for the second hour. You don't want to miss what we've got in store for you. A woman loses her legs and arms after delivering her baby. What's up with that? Stay tuned. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.